you again. You keep coming back to me over and over and over, and I don't know why, because nothing about you turns me on. Not even the cock of yours, if we can call it that. I mean, let's be honest, my thumb pleasures me more than that. My tongue could pleasure me more than that. Literally, it's the size of a cut green bean on a good day. Maybe that's why you keep coming back. Maybe because you like me humiliating you. Well then, if that's what you want, then I'll keep going. Oh, you're gonna start jerking off to me now? How pathetic. You're listening to someone you've never met, who you will probably never meet, and it turns you on so much that you have to jerk off to my voice. Do you see how pathetic that makes you look? And you have a significant other, and you still come back to me. I don't know if that says more about me than it does about you or what, but one of us looks sad here, and it's not me. How would your significant other feel to know that you come to me every day and listen to my voice and get off multiple times a day, and you can't even last a minute with them? That doesn't satisfy me, but it must satisfy you since you're here. Oh, don't give me that look. Not the sad puppy eyes. Ugh, God. You are something else. You're really something else. No. Nothing about you turns me on. Do you know that? Nothing. I can't even remotely think of one thing that turns me on from you. But you still keep coming back to me like a sad puppy who's lost and can't find their way back home. So they run to the first person they see. That cock, I will never have. And I will never want to have it. There's nothing that I would want less in this world than to get on top of that and not feel a damn thing. Because honestly, I have plenty of toys to do that for me a lot better than you can. You're sad. You're pathetic. But I don't feel sorry for you. Maybe this is what gets me off. The fact that you keep coming here to listen to me. Well, maybe I should keep doing this more often.